What's up, people, and welcome out to the best storytelling podcast in the world, the Did You Miss Me podcast, with your host, Kevin Damn Fool Simpson. I'm alone today, people. Billo! Didi! Nope, nobody's here. Ernest! Simo! I'm reaching. Jador!
I'm here.
Okay, woo. It was getting scary, people. I thought I was here by myself. But we here again, once again, ladies and gentlemen. We are back up in this thing. And I'm happy because, you know, I'm never alone. Because I've always got one of my good friends with me. And today I have one of those people here. It is my good friend, my sister, my namesake. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mimi Simpson is in the building this evening. I'm so happy to have you here. Now, Mimi, we had you on the show before.
Okay.
It was a very interesting episode. It never aired.
That's it didn't air. But we back and we better.
It's one of the lost tapes, ladies and gentlemen. It might make it to Patreon. Some of it. You know what I'm saying? You might have got to pay that $20 for it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely got to pay.
If you really want to know.
You know what I'm saying?
If you really want to get into that. But it's a pleasure to have you back. I met Mimi in several different places. Well, I initially met you in Atlanta.
Yes.
We're both from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Both of our last name is Simpson. You know what I'm saying? We met while living in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Then I just found out today she got a brother named Tevin Simpson, and I'm Kevin Simpson. It's just like, okay, this was all just meant to be. This was the Lord, putting all this together. Because like, I've known me. I knew Mimi for some time now. It's probably been like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say we're good friends.
Yeah, you might do.
Well, the motherfucker let you sleep on their couch, you their friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm going to be in town till Thursday. She'd be like, look, Nat, I might have a boyfriend then. I don't know. Because, like, you know, I would call Mimi like in March and be like, I'm going to be there in June. Like, man, I'm single now, fool, but I don't know. In June, might be a nigga here. So if you can't stay, just know it ain't because I don't love you.
No, yeah, my dude never cared. Yeah. Comedians come stay at my house all the time.
Yeah, no,
that's what we supposed to do.
That's how we get around in the beginning. That's the network. This nigga still come stay at my house now. Like, hey, fool, I'm gonna be in L.A. Like, nigga, you taping the movie? You doing a movie?
Right.
I'm
this
just
nigga
saying,
don't
I don't
know.
Spend that hotel money though.
He don't know I'm not leaving. I forgot to tell this nigga I'm about to bring my luggage up.
Hey, you know my stuff downstairs.
But now
I have a very interesting story, you know, that I'm sure Mimi doesn't even remember. Because I kind of don't even remember how it ended. It just kind of went away. But I was living in New York for a couple of years. And I was out there for like 2 years. And so I was doing the circuit, working together. And one night, we out working. Now, at this time, Mimi wasn't just a comedian. Mom and Dad, this might where you want to cut. You might want to cover your ears. But if y'all watch, Mimi was selling reefer, okay, at the time. And she had a lot of it. It was good. You know what I'm saying? She was not fucking around. I don't know who the connect was, but she was popping. You hear me? And I was bad, all of it. I ain't give a fuck. I was on it. You know what I'm saying? So we out working one night, and we riding out. Usually in New York, the way it works is, you'll hit several spots in one night.
Yeah.
You know, you jump in the car with somebody. The best thing you can do is have a friend with a car. You jump in the car with that motherfucker. Hey, we're going to put on this gas. I need to be in the Bronx at 8, Brooklyn at 9:30. You know what I'm saying? Like, we making it work. We pop, 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 pop. So we on one of them nights. We all over the place. Now, it's me. It's Mimi. It's Clipper Man. And Kenny. I can't remember Kenny's last name.
Kenny Williams.
Now, we riding, Kenny driving, you know what I'm saying, that night. We going to a couple different spots. We doing Kenny room and a couple other spots. So we hit a couple spots doing the room. Now, I bought some weed when we got in the car. Bought some more when we left in one spot, going to the next spot. Now, the night about to be over, Kenny stops at the store so we can get whatever we need, snacks, bullshit, before we go in for the night.
Right.
So when we coming out the store, Mimi has on this nice little backpack. She's like, fool, throw this shit in my backpack. So I threw this shit in her backpack. Now we get back in the car. This bag of weed has been in the car all night. She's been fishing out this bag all night, giving us weed, selling us weed.
Rolling up.
Rolling up weed, smoking weed with us. All of a sudden, all the weed is gone. It's just gone. Weed gone, money gone, shit just disappeared. We confused as hell. I'm like, what the fuck? Mimi immediately goes in. Everybody got to get searched. Everybody in the car. She don't give a fuck.
Goddamn right.
I don't give a fuck who is my friend, who ain't my friend. Everybody out, hands on the hood. I was like, God damn. This motherfucker was acting like the military police or some shit. I was like, what is happening right now?
Spread them, nigga. Spread them. Yeah, like, okay. Yeah, that's a fact.
So now I'm like, we all getting hemmed up. And it's like, hey, I don't want to hear nothing. Nigga, you wait. You was in the car. Hold on. You went in my bag, though. And it was like, whoa, wait, me? Like, that motherfucker zeroed in like the Terminator. Like, it's like she ran me up and down and looked at me. It's like, target. And it was, oh, for the rest of the night, fool, she didn't want his shit I had to say. Nothing, fool, you went in my fucking bag. And it's like, nothing else, nothing makes sense. So the only one thing that makes sense, even though it don't make sense, it makes sense, fool. I was like, I feel you, baby. It's like, I can't even be mad at her because it's like, shit, I would have thought I did it too. Because it's like, shit, I was so mad. I'm like, why the fuck you put that shit in the bag? It's like, because she asked you to, nigga. And why wouldn't you put it in the bag? Now you just got to figure out how we going to get past this. And it was an interesting evening because, you know, I got a strong idea where that weed went and that money. You know what I'm saying? Because only one of us in that car was hurting at that time.
Yo.
It wasn't me. It was her weed.
Yo.
Kenny was driving, so.
I was calling all the comedians in the community like, hey, yo, fool be stealing.
Nigga. And that's the only thing that saved me. It's like, this motherfucker literally went on a background check. Like,
I definitely did.
And like she was, and like one nigga told Marshall was like, he was like, she was straight and warm with me, but she kind of, she at first she was trying to, she was like trying to kind of see what I was saying. She was like, so what do you think about food? Like, you cool, nigga? Okay, well, if there was three niggas in the car, it turned into a bad problem. If three niggas was in the car and $80 came up missing,
no, it wasn't 80.
How
was
much
a,
of it you think it was food stole?
It was $1,000, nigga.
If there was $26 missing, how much of it you think he would have took? Not do you think he took it, but how much you think he would have took? Like, that nigga March, if I think Marshall is the person who saved me, like, cause it was like his word kind of got me past. But several niggas say they got that. I got a character check.
You did. I was hot. I was so mad. Because, you know, I'm such a, you know, cool nigga, man. Like, it ain't never a reason to take from me. I give to everybody. Man, you know what I'm saying? So, I felt violated.
That shit was...
But we did get through it. And you know what? I said, I'm going to let my heart speak to me. And my heart going to tell me if that was the case. And I didn't feel like you did it afterwards. in the moment, you know, I was hot. Hey, I was hot about it.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, it'd be like.
I couldn't help but understand because it was like, I even when I talked to Marshall, I was like, man, I was like, yeah, she pissed me. I was like, but I get it. I was like, shit. So I just got to wait till she either find it or clip a man tell the truth. I just was like, you know what? And there's only one reason I felt that way. And it was because, like, you know, it's shit. Like, I tell people all the time, they be like, hey, man, why you say that story on the podcast? It's like, hey, man, my life, it was because it's a part of my life, too. So if you didn't want me to say it, you should have did the shit around me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I was in New York, and this nigga Clip Man called me one night. He's crying. Fool, I need somewhere to stay tonight. I said, all right. Come through. I got you. I need you to come get me. All right. I go to pick the nigga up. As I'm on my way over there, I call him. Hey, man, what happened? Man, my girl put me out because she said I had to get the rent by the end of the day. If I ain't have it, I had to go. I was like, oh, okay. I said, I ain't get it, huh? She said, yeah, I got it. I said, well, why the fuck is she putting you out? So I'm going to tell you the whole story, right? This is how I knew it was going to be some bullshit. So I'm going to tell you the whole story, right? It started that day. She was like, you got to get the rent or you got to go, blah, blah, blah. Like, I got to have it. He was like, so I took her jewelry and went and got it pawned and then bought the money back and had the rent money. I said, you did what? He was like, yeah, I just took the jewelry and got a point. I had to make an executive decision, fool. She got all this jewelry laying around here. We about to get kicked out because the rent ain't paid. So what's more important? I said, nigga, you stole that woman's jewelry. You ain't making an executive decision. You made a criminal decision, nigga. And guess what? I'm turning my car around. I'm not even going to pick you up. You deserve to sleep outside tonight. Now, I'll come get you tomorrow because I love you. But you sleeping outside tonight for stealing that woman's jewelry. And because now that I hear this story, I think you're the reason why I'm being behaving. And I was this close to getting some. we had just became friends. I was so mad. I was like, why now? I got to work my way past this.
Yeah, because I'm not an easy... It's hard to get in my circle, you know. I have a very hard exterior. Somebody told me that. He was like, where are you from? I was like, Chicago. He was like, I can tell. I was like, oh, damn.
It take a minute.
Yeah, it take a minute.
Because, I mean, you know, you come from a place where it's like you gotta watch a nigga and assess him and get a good evaluation.
Just being a woman in general, I don't let a lot of people in my space, you know, especially people that want some pussy from me. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's how our relationship was for the first, like, 4 years. It was like, shoe fly, shoot. I'm gonna fuck you, boy, go. Like, I didn't even say that. I was just asking, did you want to come to my room and work with some jokes? I'm just saying, both our last names, Simpson.
But I'm like, nigga, we cousins. cousins, and somewhere you are disgusting.
We're going to be upset when we walk in the family reunion. but no, it's always good to have you on the show. Like, we don't get enough women. We don't have enough women on the show because it's like the show is, Did You Miss Me? Is we probably got a 75% male audience, nigga, demographic, and they is in this motherfucker like, well, so the women that are in here are like, we tired of y'all talking about fucking bitches and drinking.
Right?
We want to hear some bitches talking about fucking niggas. I'm like, oh, you want to hear the same thing, just from another point of view. Motherfucker. But, you know, so I'm happy to have you on the show.
Yes, glad to be here.
I know the Red Assassin has a million stories that you could share. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome to go anywhere you like on this show because that's what it is. Yeah, it's just like, you know.
Funny stories. Okay.
It's the best storytelling podcast in the world.
Okay, so I'm going to tell a story about me being in a music video, right?
Hilarious.
So I went to film school at New York Film Academy. Okay. And I went for film production. I wanted to produce music videos. My first job was back in Atlanta as an assistant writer on Meet the Browns. So I got to do, like, I got to intern and work on, like, some music video sets of Fat Cats. They were doing, like, T.I.'s and Jeezy's and Wayne's and 2 Chainz, all their videos. You know, they did most of them, right? Okay. So this time... I know Clay, who is T.I.'s road manager. His road manager.
Tripping on Tuesdays.
Yeah. So I know Clay, and he let me work on set for a couple music videos, right? Mm. And T.I. is in a halfway house at this time, right? So they're squeezing the videos in where they can. So the sets are impromptu. They don't necessarily have like all the girls on set like they want. So I'm PAing and they like, yo, Mimi, you're going to have to put some lipstick on and, you know, and jump in this scene. Right. So I'm young and goofy. and I'm supposed to be being sexy in this video. I look a fool, okay? Like, the director should have said something to me. I was in there chicken heading the whole time. Like, I look a plum fool. I'm not going to tell y'all what the song is.
It's
if
a
y'all,
whole, it's a whole ballad.
If y'all can find it, you can find it. But
oh, they going to find it.
Well, that'll be y'all's job, but
.38.16 they gonna have a time code and everything. Watch.
All the other girls, they was, you know, video professionals. They was sexy. You know what I'm saying? My goofy ass chicken headed the entire time, like, and hard too, like, nigga. Killing these niggas. Like, I'm so mad at the director that he didn't stop me. Like, yo, you know, like, obviously I hadn't done this before. Oh, and then, you know, I'm in the military too, so I'm not sexy at all. So.
This nigga said I chicken headed the whole video.
I
like,
did.
But I'm like, I ain't never been in a, I've been in one music video and I don't even know if I've ever seen it. It was a Crucial Conflict video. Oh. It was like, but it was like after they came back.
You okay, know what I'm
saying?
Okay.
It was like, and I was just standing in the back, like over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really had no part, but I've like always wanted to be like, in a music video. Like, that's always been my thing. Like, just that nigga that hold the bottles up, you know what I'm saying? That slow motion part real quick, coming in, something. Like, I don't even have to beat it. I just want to shake the main nigga in the video hand when he come to the club. Like, maybe I'm the club owner. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We going to make that happen.
Yeah, since, I just want to
beat you, since you put it out in the
music video.
You put it out in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all get damn fool in your music video.
Get damn fool in your music video. I ain't gotta say shit. I just want to be the nigga with the bottles. I want that scene where they come past real slow and like everybody over there just chilling and shit. Like,
right, you gonna get some like, rented jewelry.
Yeah, all that. I'm gonna get all that. Or just costume jewelry, because rented jewelry still costs more than what I want to spend. I'm going to get some shit that look good for that night.
No, listen, when I say rented jewelry, I mean, look, the camera about to be on me, bro. Let me borrow that real quick while it's panning over here. I mean, rent it from the nigga next to you.
Look at these, like, you got eight of them. Girl. Give me one of them. You got right, eight. You got right. Eight of them.
Right. Right, come on, man. Come on, fam.
Okay. I have toured with some rappers and like I used to that used to be hell for me, like trying to you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never been a music video, but I done been on a tour with these niggas and just trying to like mesh the comedy and the rap audience, you know, the way that I began, like when I first started doing it, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I was walking out there trying to get into my set. Hey, what's up, y'all? So how many of y'all still stay with your mama? So, you know, yeah. Living with your mama's kind of like, and niggas like, because, you know, I'm trying to do setup, premise, setup, punchline, you know,
yeah,
twist,
yeah.
Punchline. I'm trying to do jokes in this motherfucker. And he's like, hey, man, what the fuck you talking about, Shotta? Because I'm doing most of these bitches in Atlanta.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't trying to hear none of that shit. They're like, hey, man, when you going to bring Lil Half Dead out? Like, I don't know who that is. Man. I'm like, is he on the show? Like, it used to be crazy as hell, man. So I'm like, but I like doing the shows, but it was just that fear of like, you know what, somebody might get shot.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated to say that, but that was how I felt. I was like, then it was like, I had to figure out how, like, people don't understand the science of shit. Cause like, at first I was going out there, I got suits on and shit. Then I was like, no, this ain't gonna work. I'm tripping. No. Like, if them niggas wasn't listening to me for the first three shows, cause I had a suit on. Once I came back out there dressed like them, it was like, ah, okay, nigga. Then I started, I used to have so many different shits I would do just to get to my shit. Like, when I did shows down south, I wore a grill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even into it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, if I'm at FAMU, why not?
It makes sense.
Because, you know, like, the first 10 minutes of my show goes well just because I walked out and did this. And niggas was like, ah!
When in Rome, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, I've been in some situations, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Now, you were telling me earlier that you actually did some rapping yourself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You even challenged me to, nigga, I know the 16 still if you want a hand. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, dang. Hold on. Okay, hold on.
She really like, nigga, good. What was your rap name, though?
Mimi. I've always been Mimi. I'm just my name.
Like the niggas that be DJs. I hate when a nigga like DJ Andre.
Like, you couldn't come up with nothing. Well, my real name is Melissa, so.
I mean, I guess Mimi works.
Yeah, Mimi works.
That's hilarious, DJ. I feel like your name should, your DJ name should be the total opposite of you. Like, so I would be like DJ Skyscraper.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's. You know what I'm saying? It should be something totally, like, bam, throw people off.
Hilarious. Okay, so you want to hit my 16?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
MC Mimi. MC Mimi?
Yeah.
Or was it just Mimi?
Just Mimi.
Okay, just Mimi.
It went, it's Mimi, bitches, and I got my money up like I went and hit a Brinks truck, got my middle finger way up. And nah, I don't fuck with these hoes. As my homie Kev, he knows. I just pass them to the foes. I rep the shot of A New York like a pig rep pork. I'm always trying to eat, grab a napkin, knife, and fork. It's always gonna be something that these hoes don't understand. Yeah, I'm a bad bitch, but in the streets, I'm the man. I'm never short of gram. You better weigh that shit again. It's havoc around these streets with no yellow going ham. And I ain't never gave a damn. I tell the judge on the stand. My family got. I eat, I'm serving up rack of lamb.
Yeah. Hey. That should be your name, Old Yellow. That should be your rap name. I like the way you threw that
Yellow.
In there, Old Yellow. That is hilarious. That's double entendres are great for rap names. That Old Yellow, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's dope myself. I don't know. We're gonna do this like URL. We're gonna rate Mimi's bars, and I'm just like
I wanna see if somebody can find that damn.
I want
clip.
Somebody. I'm telling somebody find that music video. Somebody gonna find Mimi chicken head in that goddamn video. And I'm telling you, watch. I'm telling you how they gonna do it. They gonna be like, I found it. They gonna put the name of the video and they gonna
put the timestamp. Well,
they gonna know exactly where you, she come in at 38:16. Just watch it. Like, that should be hilarious. You ever hear voices in your head like what you think people might sound like when you read their comments? This nigga sound like he drink a lot. Like, he just be they words like, hey, cuz. Like, yeah, he drink a lot.
Right.
Just sound like it. You don't know what he sound like? I do. Just fuck out of here. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. Okay. Pay some bills around this thing. And we coming back with Mo Mimi Simpson in the building.
Hey.
It's the best storytelling podcast in the world. We'll see you in a second.
Today's episode of Did You Miss Me Podcast is brought to you by our good friends over at Fume. Fume is a natural aromatherapy inhaler made from Canadian maple in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. They've been in the business of helping people quit smoking for over 3 years now, with 25,000 customers served, as well as 650 positive testimonials of people quitting smoking. Fume is a natural wooding inhaler that uses cores infused with the world's super plants to help you combat the cravings of smoking, vaping, and nicotine. Great for replacement therapy, this small little tool right here allows you to replace that hand-to-mouth motion that you're used to when you're smoking. If you notice, a lot of people tend to gain weight when they stop smoking. It's because they replace that hand-to-mouth motion that they use from smoking with eating, because it's the same thing. This allows you to pretty much trick yourself into not doing such. Conquer Cores kicks smoking's butt by fighting nicotine cravings with black pepper, promoting better breathing with peppermint, eucalyptus, and reducing stress with lavender and cinnamon. Beyond just quitting smoking, Fume also has Cores designed for relaxation, improved focus, and improving physical performance. Now, fellas, y'all know what they mean by improving physical performance. Use the promo code DYMM or click on the link in the show notes in order to save 10% off your order. That's FumeEssentials.com and use the promo code DYMM and start creating positive habits.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back after that rough-ass commercial break I took. I'm still working on my transitions into the commercial break, you know, like, so they smooth. Like, I be trying to catch it where, like, the last words you say, I use that word to lead me into the break. Okay. Then I had to get up out of there. Yes, right. And just like that, we've got to get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get one of them, but sometimes I don't catch it. Like, sometimes it don't match. You be like, and then I drove the car straight into the wall. And I was like, and we going to run into this wall on our way to commercial. Like, but that's I'm gonna okay. I'm going to find it. When I find that groove, ooh, I'm going to be fucking these hoes up. But,
you know skeet, skeet.
I need to get a new lighter, too, because this torch be tearing the blunt up. It just, like, I like it because it's been on set the longest because it's hard to lose this. And then can't walk out. Hey, fam, come on, man. Look like you got a gun on you. Give me my lighter back. So it's been here for a while, but it eat up half the blunt when you light that motherfucker. It's a fucking welding torch.
I don't like the torches because I've burnt my eyelashes off before.
Oh. Well,
I definitely. Like. Melted them shits onto my face. Oh, so bad.
Damn. I've had some instances with fire.
Not like melted that. Them onto my face, but melted the fake eyelash onto my real eyelash. So it was just like a ball of blue. So, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I burned my eyelashes once. Like, you know, when you was a shorty. First learned how to turn the lighter up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, take the top part off and flip it. Mm-hmm. I did that dumb shit. Forgot. Went to light a black and mild or some shit. Whole tip of my shit. Fringe. You know what I'm saying? Burnt hair stank. That's the worst smelling shit in the fucking world. Like, and then it's like, my mama like, you ain't burning hair? Uh-uh. And like, that's to be the thing about when you a kid and you lie. Like, it's like, whatever they ask you, nigga, they know the answer already. You know what I'm saying? Because they know what burnt hair smell like. You like, oh, I ain't burnt my hair. Like, nigga, yes, the fuck you did. You burnt that shit up. But now, we spoke on how you were here last time. And like, one of the stories, you know what I'm saying? It was like, there was no chopping around or chopping nothing out because it was just like, it just wouldn't make sense. But, you know, me like me, sometimes I get in this motherfucker and I get to drinking and I be told a story that I'd be like, hey, man, wait a minute. I don't think I could tell that one.
Yeah, I shouldn't have told that story.
Wait, go back. Yeah, but take that out. You know what, just scrap it.
Like, yeah.
But there was one story you told us that was interesting. And, you know, I don't even want to say what it's about because I don't want to give nothing away. It's just.
Okay, so. Hilarious. Okay, so. I was dating this guy. He was from Memphis, and I was living in Atlanta at the time. And whenever he would, like, come to Atlanta, it would be, like, him and a group of guys. And, you know, they had money. They'd get tables and shit. You know, and they carried cash. He always had cash on them. One day, I got off work late. And he was waiting up for me. I didn't get off till like 4 something. And he was waiting up for me, but he fell asleep. I had the security guard open his hotel door. And when I got in there, I woke him up. I kissed him on the cheek and woke him up. And he was like shocked that I was in there because he knew I didn't have a key. He was like, yo, how did you get in here?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, security let me in. And he looked around and he was like, and you woke me up? I was like, yeah. He was like, damn, you ain't robbed me? And I was like, no. He was like, wow. He was like, you a real one. And he was just like, wow, I can't believe you woke me up. And I was just like, why would I do that? Like, that didn't even cross my mind. Right. So then the next day, we had breakfast.
I might not even be a real one. I might just not be a thief.
Yeah. I'm just.
I might be a scumbag in every other way.
Look, I'm not robbing nobody. So then the next day, we had breakfast. And him and all his guys are there. And they little girlfriends are there. It's probably about 12 of us. Mm. And he tells them the story. He was like, yo, do you know security let her in my room last night? And he was like, and she woke me up. She ain't take nothing. They was like, she woke you up. He was like, yeah. He was like, yo, she a real one. And then they go into telling me all the stories about them getting robbed by women. Like, one guy said a girl went in his pants pockets while she was giving him head and stole his money, sucked his dick, stole his money, and left.
I can see that. Because your pants down at your ankle.
Yes.
And her hands in front of her.
Uh-huh. Your head back.
This is going to work. Wait for the shit out your pocket.
But it was so many stories, and I was just like, "Wow, I didn't even know that type of stuff existed." To be honest, I was in my early 20s. That was the first time I had heard of women like robbing guys.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, "No, I wouldn't do no
you
shit
didn't
like
even know
that."
You was a hero.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know I was a superhero.
That nigga told
yeah.
him that you ain't robbing. They started to slow clap. You like, what the fuck is everybody so excited about? You ain't rob them, girl. You a real one. Like,
you don't be stealing.
Bitches be stealing. Like,
I had no idea that
you ain't got no
be
turkey paste
like
on
that. It was like five stories about them getting robbed by bitches or set up. I was just like, come on, ladies.
That is hilarious. Now,
but niggas be stealing pussy, so get your coins, sis. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Don't
that
me.
Is hilarious. I've had a lot of interesting hotel situations. Myself, and I've seen some. You know, a lot of times I'd be confused on whether I told stories or not on a podcast because. 2,000 episodes in, I'd be like, nigga, I only been living 38 years. I'm running out of stories. I'm lying to these niggas in a minute. I remember one time, did I tell the story about the time I was in a hotel and the couple was fucking next door to me and I could hear the white boy talking? So I'm in, I think, South Carolina or some shit. I'm on tour with Anthony Hamilton at the time. So I'm in my room and like, I'm a pervert. I like to hear people fucking. Like, if I hear it, I'm going to turn. Like, if I hear something that I think sound like fucking, I'm going to turn my TV down and see if that's fucking I hear. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's weird or not, but that's just who I am. So it's like, it could be a nigga tapping a hammer outside. It's like, if it's too much rhythm, I think somebody fucking. It's like, turn the TV down. But I'm in my room, and got the TV up, but I hear something that sound like fucking. Only thing is, this truly is fucking. Chris, this truly is fucking. So I'm like, let me go ahead and get in here, see what's going on. So I get up to the wall, and I didn't have to get close and listen, because these motherfuckers laugh. All I hear is, and then I hear the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. This nigga said, oh my God, you've got an ass like a black girl. So I started dying laughing, and I'm just on my other side of my room, and I'm listening, and I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. So I'm listening to everything going there. After that, I hear, it get quiet for a second, and then I hear the girl say something. It's like, she is pissed. She say, who the fuck comes to the hotel with one fucking condom? That doesn't even fucking make sense. That's just stupid. She's going to fuck off on this nigga for about a good hot 10 minutes. Oh, he ain't even saying nothing but, he's just dumbfounded, you know what I'm saying? I can imagine he's just standing there naked, like, looking stupid, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, who does that? Why would you only bring one condom, sir? But, so I hear this going on. I'm in my room. I got several condoms in my bag. I struck out that night. I'm in my room by myself. It didn't go well for me that night. So I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I leave out my room, go next door, and I slide a couple of them up under the door and knock, and then go right in my room. Because it's like, I kind of need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Tonight. Because I got to get I'm trying to get,
y'all interrupted my show.
Now y'all got me excited because y'all over here getting in. Then you fucked up and it's over. So now we in this together, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to finish so I can finish. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get this thing going. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Is hilarious.
So I hear him say, she's like, who was at the door? It was just, she's like, I don't know. It's some condoms over here, though. We'll get them. I was like, yes. Get them, Todd. Get the fucking condom, Todd. You get back over there. You give Amy what the fuck she wants. So Todd goes over there and he gets back in that thing. You know what I'm saying? And we all have, and we all enjoy our night. The next day, I'm leaving my room and I get on my elevator and I get on the elevator and I know Todd and them just came out their room because I heard them. You know, you hear the door close. You see, so I see them go past. I'm like, yep. Because I want to catch them in the elevator. Yes. I want it to be awkward. So I come out of my room, close the door. They see me. They say which room I came out of. I get on the elevator. They get on the elevator. Standing there, and I look over, I look at Todd. I say, she does have an ass like a black girl. Todd, like, what the fuck? His eyes get this fucking big. I done fucked Todd up for the evening. She's like, oh my God, it was you. Yeah, hey man, I ain't want y'all to end your night. I wanted y'all to end y'all night on a good note, you know what I'm saying? So I went on ahead and took care of that full tide, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be there for him, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? You a champ, man. You a champ. I'd have invited you over, you know what I'm saying? Keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, yeah.
But you can watch it live. No,
I've been in some of those situations.
Oh, too. I know you have.
Like, being on the road, it be fucking nuts sometimes. Like, I had a dude one time. I was at a show. I finished the show, and he just keeps saying to me, and man, my wife really likes you, man. She likes you, man. She liked you a lot. I'm like, oh, that's good, man. I'm steady. You know, I'm signing DVDs and selling them. He gives me a $100 bill for a DVD. I was like, man, I ain't got no fucking change for this. Like, you see, I ain't sold but one DVD so far. Like, we just got out of here. Like, I'm talking shit, but I'm, you know, being silly. I got the change. You know what I'm saying? His wife was like, he doesn't need any fucking change. I was like, they only $10. She was like, I know. So now she just said it's okay, but I still look at him like, nigga, you know, it's your money, nigga. You know what I'm saying? She's like, no, it's good. Don't worry about it. I was like, all right, shit. Now, we in Mississippi some goddamn where at a casino. Everyone's like, I take the money. This nigga like, I'm like, he steady telling me, man, my wife really liked the shit. Like, she really liked you. I was like, yeah, man, I'm glad y'all liked the show. No, she really liked you. I know I was the headline. She liked you the most. I was the best. Oh, no. She was supposed to like me the most because that's why they hired me to go last. But he just won't give in. He like, you know, man, my wife really likes you. You know, a lot of people here like me tonight. Like, a lot of people that's leaving. All these people that keep trying to shake my hand and sign these things. Like,
and buy stuff from
me. Like, these people that's buying shit, I know you just spent $100, but that was your choice. So, I'm going to go ahead and finish it. But that nigga would not leave me alone. So, then I'm just sitting there chilling. After everything over, I go off to the side, and I'm like, finna go to the casino shit. I'm finna go gamble. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Run into this nigga at the bar. Here you go again. Hey, man. I know your wife really likes me. How much, Todd? What are we talking about? What do you mean? I said, hey, man, what do you mean? What are we doing here? Like, I mean, it sounds like you're trying to take it there. He's like, well, look, I'm not gay or anything like that. It's not, I just want to be in the same place. You know what I'm saying? Just in the same room. You know what I'm saying? Maybe off in the corner somewhere. I was like, how much we talking, Todd? Todd, where the money at? You know what I'm saying? Where the money was at, Todd? That's what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Todd, like, no, I just want you to know, Todd, I know you're not gay because we wouldn't even be talking if you was, Todd. You know what I'm saying? Now tell me what you want to. How much money you trying to spend to watch your wife get fucked? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm asking you, Todd. I'll be right back. He goes over there and talk to her. I was like, yeah, go figure it out. Cause I like you got the right nigga tonight. You know what I'm saying? I will fuck the shit out of this woman in front of you, Todd. Todd wasn't ready though. They wasn't ready. They were talking a good game.
But they weren't ready.
They wasn't ready.
You know what? That I get couples that try to pick me up at the shows a lot too.
Yeah, they it's
Yeah, it's comedy. A regular. Yeah, it's humor is very attractive, apparently.
You can be.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people all the time, I laugh my way into a lot of pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but you know what? My thing, though, be with the couples, I'm like, yo, y'all not about to fuck me and throw me away. Then y'all go back in y'all loving marriage. Y'all feel, not answering my phone calls and shit. Yeah, I ain't about to do that to myself. I mean, nah.
It's probably worse when you're a girl because both of them got you.
Yeah, like... y'all both looking at me, ignoring my calls. Right.
Both of them fucked you. They ignore you. That's a motherfucker, man. Here's the craziest shit I've ever seen. I'm at a hotel, and I believe it was in New Orleans. I'm with another comedian. Now, normally I would say who the fuck it is because y'all know I don't give a fuck, but. I have no idea who this nigga was because he was not even, he was just some niggas from somewhere that I didn't, there was on the show opening, he was not opening for me, but featuring for me. So I don't know who the nigga is, but the promoter know the nigga. So he drove up from Nakisaki somewhere and he's on the show. And like, I'm not asking no questions. So second night of the show, this nigga has 3 kids in his room. Now he ain't had 3 kids in his room the night before. But tonight he had 3 kids. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? Why is there 3 kids in this nigga room? Whatever. So I'm chilling. I go up to his room. We talking and shit. I'm trying to tell him about what we're going to do tonight on the show, blah, blah, blah. Because at the time I used to do this thing where I would have comics on the show with me and we would do like a little improv thing at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? So I got this nigga on the show. I'm telling him everything. He got the kids. I'm like, these your kids? He's like, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, didn't you drive up here from like 6 hours away? Like, how did it get here? My mama's still up here, blah, blah, blah. Like, she kept them last night, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta keep them tonight. So, you know what I'm saying? They could just sit in the green room, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I guess we can work that out with the club or something. I don't know. I mean, if they stay in there, you know what I'm saying? No big deal. So, if we go do the show, come back. That night we get to the hotel, our rooms are joint, so he's next door. So I tap on the door and go in there. I'm like, he pissed. I said, what's wrong with you? Damn it. The kid's gone. I said, whoa, what? What you mean they gone? He like, the kid's gone. No, nigga, like he had literally just left out my room and was like, meet me over here. Because, like, the rooms is conjoined, the door is open, so we hear, you know, he's like, I'm going to be right back. Because he got to do some shit. I was like, all right, cool. So I meet him over his room. When I walk over in there, he's pacing through the room. I say, what the fuck going on? The kids go. I don't know where the fuck the kids at. I say, okay, we got to go down to the front desk. It's cameras, blah, 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 blah. So we go down to the front desk. This nigga wife then drove. It ain't even his wife. It's his baby mama. She done drove. Because he keeps saying his wife. And I'm like, nigga, stop calling that bitch your wife. You know what I'm saying? This nigga baby mama done drove 7 hours to come snatch the kids and then left. Now, same situation as you. These niggas didn't let her in the room. Ain't told him nothing.
She probably said my kids in there by themselves.
But it's like, first of all, I don't know how they even got, I don't know. They're like literally right next door. The nigga stepped over. It's like this bitch was in the hallway like this.
Wow.
The nigga stepped over to my room.
So what happened?
I gave him the weed. He walked back over there. I walked and back over there. Then the kids.
And then the kids was gone.
Massacre. So now we down at the front desk. He down there hooping and hollering. Man, y'all motherfuckers going to do this. I'm like, hey, man. There ain't really nothing you can do,
you
bro.
You know what? The kids probably opened the door.
I said, I never thought about that.
Yeah, she probably said, it's me, it's your mom, open the door.
I'm looking like, hey man, can somebody, like what? So I go downstairs, like I'm trying to be level headed. I don't even know this niggas, but I'm in the middle of all this. It's like, I really don't want to be a part of this. I want to go to bed, but yeah. It's like, this nigga's irate, and I'm noticing that they're not giving him any of what he needs because he's upset.
Yeah.
He's completely irate. And he's going to fuck in. And so now when I come down, I'm like, Joe, just stand over here and let me holler at him. So I start hollering at the dude. I say, hey, man, listen. Here's the thing. It's impossible for y'all to give out a person's room number. More or less, let a motherfucker in the room. I'm like, they ain't even got the same last name. Y'all weren't supposed to let that bitch in the room. What are you doing? So we get to talking to the dude like, he's in there going to fuck. I said, okay, listen, I understand that. Listen, you mad, he mad. You mad because he mad at you and been talking to you crazy, so now you mad at him. I said, so y'all ain't going to get nowhere. I said, now, I'm his friend. Not really. I don't really know him, but I'm trying to help him out. But you think I'm his friend because you see me down here fending for him, so now you don't like me either. I said, so what I need you to do, I need you to go get somebody else that I can talk to that can help me fix this. Man, all right, well, shit, that works for me, because, shit, motherfucker gonna be talking to me like that. I know, I feel you. Motherfucker's not going to be talking to you like that. Now, you go back there, and you give me somebody else I can talk to like that. You know what I'm saying? So he goes back in the back to go get somebody else. When this person comes out, it's Todd. It's the original Todd. Todd, who said his world had an ass like a black girl. Todd lives where I am now in New Orleans. I mean, I seen him in it was a whole other city. I was in South Carolina. Todd works at this hotel. Todd comes out. I get to talking to Todd. I look at Todd. I say, God damn it, Todd, you look familiar. He looks at me and he's like, oh, shit. And I say, Todd, you ever met a white girl with an ass? like a black girl. And I looked him dead in his eyes and I said, did you miss me? Took y'all ass around the world and dropped you right the fuck back off. This is the best storytelling podcast in the world. Did You Miss Me podcast with your boy Kevin Damn Fool Simpson and my good friend Mimi Simpson.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mimi, tell them where they can find you on social media and all those good things.
So, all my social medias are different. Ain't that some shit? I've been meaning to change them. I'm one of them niggas.
I'm just getting there.
But follow all my shit, okay? My Instagram is I am Mimi Simpson. My name is spelled Mimi, like M-E-M-E, like Mimi, not U-U. I am Mimi Simpson. Twitter is it's Mimi Bitches. And Facebook is Mimi Simpson.
Mimi on you hoes. Like, nah, I'm sorry.
Mimi on you hoes.
Facebook is Mimi in this bitch. That's hilarious. Of course, you know, you can always find me at everything is at Damn Fool is Funny, as well as digimissme.com for merchandise and things of that nature. We out this motherfucker.